Thank you for downloading the MUFG FX podcast.
With Boris Johnson on his way to number 10, what does this mean for Brexit?
Well, I think the scale of victory for Boris Johnson, 66% of the vote, has given him a pretty strong mandate in which to go to Brussels seeking change and negotiating with the threat of leaving without a deal. First step will be the creation of a cabinet, but then pretty quickly then it'll be into negotiations over the month of August. Markets will be watching very closely to sense how those negotiations are going. But, you know, really there's kind of three courses in which we can go here. One is that there is some form of compromise to the backstop. Boris Johnson won't call it that, but if there are some changes that he can come back with, that could be the recipe for trying to get an adjusted deal through Parliament. If he doesn't get that from Brussels, he'll come back and then he will, in all likelihood, try and push for a no-deal Brexit. And either Parliament will be successful in stopping that, or Parliament will fail in that, and there will be an exit on the 31st of October. So, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty to come. Maybe a period of lull as the initial negotiations take place. But I think once we get into September, October time, that's going to be the crunch period when there's going to be a clear escalation in no-deal Brexit risks, uncertainty in relation to Parliament's role in that, and very feasibly a constitutional crisis and, you know, ultimately a probable general election, whether it's before the 31st of October or after, is unclear at this stage.
And what about the financial markets? What will be the response there?
Well, I think initially, you know, the 66% victory for Boris Johnson was nearly bang on what the markets were expecting. So the move initially for the pound in the foreign exchange markets has been pretty modest. Cable has come down, but that's been more a dollar story after the debt ceiling development in the United States. So from here, again, when you look at the performance of the pound over the last month or so, we've had a pretty big drop. If you look at positioning, there's been a notable pickup in speculative selling of the pound, both by leveraged funds and also by asset managers. If you combine this speculative positioning on both of those, you have the largest short sterling position since 2017. Post-Brexit lows are nearly in play on a trade-weighted index of the pound. And when you look at performance in the month of July and in the second quarter, the pound has been the worst performing G10 currency. And then the divergence between spot and the MUFG rates model shows potentially 6-7% of risk premium priced in for Brexit at the moment. So a lot of bad news is priced. And if we're into this lull through the, well, not a lull, but the period of negotiation through August, there might be some scope for some liquidation of those positions and a brief period of short sterling squeeze. But I would say it's pretty brief. And the big story is we're going lower. And, you know, the post-referendum lows in sterling dollar is 118.40. In euro sterling, it's just above 93. I think both of those levels come back into play during September and October time when, you know, things are certainly going to worsen, and indeed the macroeconomic backdrop in that period of uncertainty is likely to worsen as well. So the recipe is not particularly good for the pound, and over that kind of 3-month period we'll certainly see fresh lows, we think.
How does a general election fit into your market views?
Well, obviously there's an element of uncertainty there, and I definitely think going into that September-October period when a general election will become more plausible, what the markets will be looking at is the polls, because one reason why a general election has become more plausible is the fact that Jeremy Corbyn has been doing so badly. So if you look at the most recent YouGov poll, which was out about 5 days ago, that has the Conservatives on 25%, it has Labour on 21%, the Lib Dems on 20%, and the Brexit Party on 19%. I think, obviously, there's a pretty decent chance we're going to get some form of Boris bounce on the back of what's happened. And if we start to see the polls showing a divergence between the Tories and the other three parties, that then potentially encourages Boris Johnson to take that gamble and call a general election. Of course, he could be forced into it on a no-confidence deal, but definitely there's a prospect there that you could see a wider divergence between the Tories and the Labour Party, and then the fears of a Jeremy Corbyn government recede, and therefore the potential level of uncertainty in the markets will be less as well.
Visit www.mufgemea.com for more insights from our global markets research team. You can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes.